Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The great Brian Broaddus is already up early this morning. He's working the phones. He texted us. Jerry says they're more adamant about running back early today. We will get to, I think it's okay for me to read that. I just did. So brought us apologies if I wasn't supposed to, but I imagine Jerry said that in the post-draft press conference. We'll have all the day two targets for round two today, right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. And of course, the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Tyler Booker is your brand new Cowboy. The guard from Alabama is moving up front. And here was the call that gave him his life-changing news exclusively caught on The Fan.
Hey, this is Jerry Jones with the Cowboys. We're turning you in.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, boy. We're glad to have you as a Cowboy.
I'm glad to be a Cowboy. I'm glad to keep the O-line tradition. Thank you.
Okay, well, man, listen, we're proud of you. Congratulations. Tell you folks how proud we are of you. But here's your coach.
Will do.
Here's your head coach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tyler, Coach Shoddy, man.
What's going on, Coach?
Hey, man. Hey, listen, you blew us away in the process, brother. Just here's what we need. You just come here, be you. You kick ass. Welcome to the family. We are so excited. We just want that same dude every day. Be physical and do what you do, man.
Yeah, so you're going to get as long as you can listen to that. Whitney Houston, you was listening to that day.
Yeah, hey, no doubt about that, man. Hey, I want you to talk to our offensive coordinator, Clayton Adams. Hey,
okay.
Congratulations, man.
Yes, sir.
So fired up. You're a Cowboy, baby.
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. Here's Coach Adams.
Okay.
Book, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I am so freaking fired up that you're coming, man. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Let's go. Let's move the freaking line of scrimmage now, huh?
Let's do it.
Here's Mr.
Yes,
Jones,
sir.
Okay?
Okay.
Your offensive coordinator is a true offensive coach lineman at heart. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I know that.
Oh, you know that. Okay, well, you know him, but you got a lot of backing. I'm an old offensive lineman. I'm an old offensive lineman, believe it or not.
Yeah, I believe it.
They always are the best looking. They're the smartest, and they own the damn team. So that's an offense.
Oh, definitely. Hey. Oh, yeah, best looking for sale. You see my suit today.
All right. Hey, listen, good to have you here.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be a Cowboy.
You have a lot of support in this room.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I can't wait to get there and get to work.
All right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
That could be the best secret audio first-round pick call I've ever heard. And his reaction was the definition of great TV. He was pumped. He was going crazy. I love what they did there in Green Bay, going through the hallway. Everyone was going by slapping the emblem of the team that just took him. And Bobby, this feels like a new regime pick. For all the talk about Mike McCarthy, and we'll get his thoughts on the selection along with other things coming up at 7 o'clock this morning of Mike maybe wanting to be more involved, felt like he should have been more involved. This feels like Brian Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams with a stamp.
It does, because they're clearly on board in such a number of ways. And there's the Tyler Booker video you were talking about right there as he smacks the Cowboys logo.
Good job, Aiden. Good job.
Yeah, they're definitely, I mean, they're on board. They're excited about this pick. This is a guy they wanted. That's a guy they targeted. But I think it is, there was a little bit yesterday, I saw some people going like, oh, so this is coach's pick. We're back to letting the coaches pick players. No, like this is just unanimous. Like, they wanted McMillan. That's who everybody wanted. He didn't get there, but they were unanimous on this is our plan. And so this is somebody that everybody's excited about. But I think when you go down the list, like, just that call, you can break it down in ways that...
But it wasn't that Booker was a clear-cut number two. Trade down was probably the number two option. And then Booker was tied with a lot of people, and he won because of the intangibles.
Yeah, so guys, they had grades as to what kind of players they are. Their grades were, he was tied with a number of people. So the plan initially was, let's move back a little because we like a bunch of guys. We'll move back far enough just to where we can make sure we still get somebody we like that's in this group, but pick up some extra capital. They couldn't get anybody to play ball the way they needed to. So after that point, then they go to, like you said, the secondary things. And in the secondary things, Booker, I think, blew everybody away. Like blew out all the other players to where it was easy when they realized we can't trade, so it's Booker. But I think you hear him instantly there. The first thing he hits Jerry with is going to hold up that O-line tradition, which you know Jerry. Jerry does not typically grab the phone back to like follow back up. So he hits him with that. He's clearly... didn't sound nervous, sounded comfortable talking to Jerry, like dynamic, hits him with that instantly. First thing Schottenheimer says, you blew us away during the process. So that's talking about the process of January through April, basically. And Schottenheimer said when he got hired, Jane, I think it asked him, what do you want to be remembered by when you leave here? And he goes, well, hopefully a Super Bowl champion. He goes, but he said the main thing is I want to be remembered as somebody who created the best culture the history of sports had ever seen. So that's such a big thing that you can tell that was a massive tiebreaker for Shoddy. And Clayton Adams sounding as fired up as he was, and he sounded legitimately excited and fired up, you know, all right, this checks a box for me, checks a box for Shoddy. I know the personnel department's excited about him up and down. They all love the player. And so this is something that I think everybody is unanimous with. You heard their Booker said when he said, come down here, can't wait to move the line of scrimmage. And he said, duo and all that S. So duo, okay, like that's going to give us a little tip. What does Clayton Adams' running game look like? Well, they're going to be running a lot of duo, which is the double team at the point of attack to kind of move the line of scrimmage. And so it's kind of a gap scheme. But it's something where this clearly is a pick that checks a lot of boxes for them. It was not their number one.
Yep.
They didn't get their dream, but they got a dream and one that they're very, very happy with.
All right. Let's hear the first official radio interview with Tyler Booker joining the draft show last night on 105.3 The Fan.
Offensive lineman Tyler Booker is on the line. Tyler, congratulations on a dream come true. Tell us what you're thinking at this point.
Thank you so much. And the thing that comes to mind is that, like, I'm blessed. Like, I'm so blessed to be a Cowboy. And I'm a football fanatic. Like, I love the game of football. So I used to grow up watching the Football Life. So I just remember watching all the Football Lives of how great the Cowboys were. And I'm excited to get to work and bring us back to where we used to be and to where we should be, America.
We heard you talk to the front office on the Secret Audio just a couple moments ago, and you talked about the tradition. What does it mean to you to add that tradition or add to that tradition now as a part of this team in Dallas?
It means everything to me, you know. It's just the way that I aim to further the winning tradition in Alabama. That's the same way I feel about coming to the Dallas Cowboys, and then especially being on a team and being a part of a brand so iconic, just as Alabama was. It's funny. Like my track record, I've been so blessed to be a part of like some of the best organizations in the world. Like, I went to IMG Academy, one of the best high schools in the world. I went to Alabama, one of the best football programs in the world. And now I'm a Dallas Cowboy, like another one of the best sports organizations in the world. So like my journey is just very I'm blessed, and I've done a lot of winning in my football career so far, and I'm ready to continue that.
Hey, Tyler, this is Tommy Yarsh. Congratulations, man. This is a team that, under new head coach Brian Schottenheimer, has made it very clear.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
That they want to move up front and they want to run the football. What were those conversations like when you were going through the process with Brian Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams in terms of what they want to do in the run game and how they want to utilize you to have success there?
Acknowledge my football IQ and just talk about how I talk about the game of football. Like, I'm always talking about how I want to be at the point of attack, how I want to move the line of scrimmage, how I always want to be on the attack. And then they saw how fun I was, things that they like. And I just remember my visit. I really enjoyed it. Like, I got a great vibe from them. And I knew that I kind of had a feeling this was going to happen. You never know on draft day, but this is what I was confident about. And I'm glad God saw fit me the Cowboy.
Hey, Tyler, I got to ask you. You know, we've heard the call, the secret call of the team, and you referenced there to Brian Schottenheimer that he needs to keep playing the Whitney Houston. What Whitney Houston song were you guys listening to?
So, I forget which Whitney Houston song. I wanted to say the one exactly. I told my parents as soon as it happened, so my parents 100% okay, I want to dance with somebody. I remember now. I want to dance with somebody. It was funny because we're sitting there talking. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning, and like I got to talk over to Whitney Houston, but I loved it. Like, he's just authentically himself.
Tyler, this is awesome, man. Congratulations to you. What a night. What was that draft visit like? And you've obviously been training here in Dallas. So what do you like about the area, and how pumped are you to now be in DFW as your home?
I just love the area. Like, I trained there last summer. I trained there, and then just being one of my close friends, Jack Ford, he's actually from the area. So he showed me around, and then the training there for combine training too. Like, I just had a great time. Like, there's a lot to do around there. It's a really nice area. And then, to be completely honest with you guys, y'all have Punch's Barbecue. And that's the best food I've ever had in my life.
Nick Harris, Tyler, I actually went to Hutchins earlier today, so I think I manifested this. I literally went to Hutchins
there
about 1 p.m. today. Yeah, we'll have to do a story on you over at Hutchins. Tyler, I want to talk about your love for football, because I think it's very unique, even when you talk about guys that love football in this class. When you were in high school, you were living in Connecticut. You drove 90 minutes every day to go to high school to play at a really respected program in New Jersey at Bergen Catholic. Mm-hmm. And then you moved halfway across the country to go to IMG before you were even the age of 18. You have put so much into this game. You have done so much at the University of Alabama. Can you just describe your love for football and why it is as strong as it is?
Yeah, my love of football starts from before I can even remember. Like, my dad literally put a plush football in my crib. Like, as soon as I was born, and then I still have it to this day. And then some of my first memories are watching old Steve McNair highlights, because my dad was a Titans fan for a little while. And then just memories of me watching him play the college football video game and put me in the game. And just a lot of my first memories have to do with the game of football. And then I just start playing. And then my parents, just kept me around the game. They saw how much I loved it at such a young age. They're like, we have to continue to push him and tap into this. And for that, I'm forever grateful for them.
Add him to Overshone, Ferg, Tyler Smith on the Cowboys All Interview Team. I mean, you can just hear it.
Yeah, and you can tell where the, when people talk about, oh, the leadership and the way he commands a room, Dane Brugler had put in his draft guide. You you saw a very low moment for Tyler Booker when Vandy beat Alabama last year. And Dane put in his draft guide that team captain, natural born leader, gets the most out of his teammates. But he had this quote from an NFL scout that he had talked to about Tyler Booker. He said, quote, he keeps everyone accountable in that locker room. After Bama's loss to Vandy, Book was the one who got everyone in that locker room back on track. And so this is a guy who had the complete command of the locker room. I had texted the Alabama offensive line coach, Chris Kapilovic, last night and just said, hey, tell me what you think about Book. He said he's a relentless worker, high football IQ, has tremendous power, elite in his preparation. And then this is the line that I think stands out and makes a lot of sense given what the Cowboys are trying to do now. He says he's the best leader I've ever coached.
Wow. And how long has he been there at Bama?
He's been at Bama for a year, but he's been coaching at big-time college programs for 20 years.
Wow, that's a hell of a quote. And he has fantastic taste in music. Now, how did this get played between he and Shoddy?
So he said that, we heard him say, hey, coach, as long as you keep playing the Whitney Houston. So the way he said it set up, I guess, was he was walking up to his office for the 7 a.m. meeting, and Shoddy was playing this in his office when he walked up.
I love this song.
It's a great song. And we read about, I'm trying to remember, what was the Dallas Morning News article? I think we read it while you were out. But it was the profile on, you know, Brian Schottenheimer and his family talking about how he's prepared for all this. And they mentioned his music taste is all over the place.
Yeah.
Like that his stuff will be, oh, he's got Kendrick Lamar, but he's got Whitney Houston, and then he's got Johnny Cash, then he's got like Boy, but like he's got just crossing over everything, and apparently Tyler Booker gets down with it.
What else happened around the Cowboys in round one last night? Did Jacksonville or Cleveland make the Travis Hunter mistake? The Giants have a new quarterback, and did Howie do it again? Just getting started with the Loaded Friday edition, one of our favorite shows of the year. Glad you're waking up and being part of it right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.